This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 449 for Monday, June 24th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed coming out of the weekend to go with similar sentiment in comparable oils and a stronger Canadian dollar. The Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil are both down on Monday morning, while European rapeseed and crude oil are higher. The Canadian dollar is up nearly 2/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The July canola contract is down 40 cents per ton at $605.70, while the November contract is up $1.90 per ton at $624.40. In the U.S., corn and wheat are lower, while soybeans are up. The trade estimated 90.353 million acres of U.S. corn planting on average, ahead of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's acreage report to be released on Friday. This figure would be up 317,000 acres from the March report. Quarterly grain stocks were estimated to be 4.873 billion bushels, 773 million more than the year before. Parts of Iowa, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Nebraska received excessive rains last week, but moderate temperatures and drier conditions are expected for this week. Argentina's corn harvest was 60% complete as of June 20th, compared to the 64% historical average, according to their ag secretary. Brazil's Safrinha corn harvest advanced at a record pace at 34% complete, according to Ag Rural. The July corn contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.28. The trade expects 86.753 million acres of U.S. soybean area, up 243,000 from March and up 3.153 million from last year. Stocks were estimated at 962 million bushels, up 166 million from last year. The USDA announced the sale of 228,000 tons of new crop soy meal to the Philippines last week. The July soybean contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.66. The trade anticipates all wheat area in the U.S. to total 47.657 million acres, up 159,000 from March, but down 1.918 million from last year. Spring and winter wheat acres are expected to rise slightly, while durum would lose acres. Stocks are estimated at 684 million bushels, up 114 million from last year. India has imposed limits on how much wheat traders can hold, and the country is also considering lowering its 40% import tax to counter rising domestic prices. Rains have returned to Russia after weeks of dry conditions, and ICAR projects the country's wheat production to be 82 million tons. However, Argus cut its Russian wheat production forecast to 79.5 million. Ag France Agrimaire left its French soft wheat rating unchanged at 62% good to excellent, compared to 83% last year. Taiwan purchased more than 104,000 tons of wheat from the U.S. last week. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.69. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.82. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.11. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, June 24th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.